Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 18 June 2024. My goodness, the years are flying by so quickly. My goodness. Anyway, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Wherever you are and however you're listening, whether you're listening to live or on a repeat broadcast, all over the Northwest, on the ACN, wherever you are, around the world, shortwave, internet, thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we're going to bring up a very, very special guest in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, a gentleman that I've known now for quite a few years. And I went to see twice. I was blessed to go see in Tijuana twice in his hospital and saw how they worked. We're going to discuss it in a minute. Before we do that, though, we'll make mention that, again, we're still offering. I'm going to offer it for postage, $5 or $6, $8, whatever, for the Gay Manifesto. Now, folks, I want you to stop and think about this. This is about a page and a half, 2 pages long. It's not long. The sexual deviants, the sexual perverts, the sexual predators stated in their own writing what their goals were and how they were going to conquer this country. Now, I'm telling you this. I'm going to do a Bible study on this on the 29th. It's going to be a straightforward Bible study. Probably going to make a lot of people uncomfortable. But, folks, I really don't care. I got to tell you the truth. The so-called pride flag, the rainbow flag, the homosexual flag, is a symbol of conquest in this country. Not only did they fly it in the state capitals, they fly it at the White House, they fly it over courthouses now, they fly it in public schools, they fly them in so-called churches. You don't see the Chinese flag flying, the Russian flag flying. They didn't conquer us. We were conquered by an army of sexual deviants. While you and I, sat back and basically did nothing to stop it at all. Most preachers won't talk about it. Most so-called Christians are afraid to offend somebody. Well, I'm not afraid to offend anybody. Christ wasn't, so I'm not going to be either. We lost our country to a power of Sodom. Sodom conquered America. And next, Russia and China will conquer America. Read Ezekiel 38 and 39 very slowly. And read the future of America. Now, how do I know this? Because I've taught it, I've studied it, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen. But we were conquered first by the spirit of Sodom, if you will. While the churches played church, the politicians politicized, I guess you say, wasted their time, wasted our time, stole our money, And now they're out to get our children, and that's their final goal, folks. And now they even fly the pedophile flag. The pedophile flag is symbolized on the homosexual flag now also. Told you all so 20-some years ago, 30 years ago. Here it is. Ignore it if you want to. Do whatever you want to do. But I told you it's going to happen, not because I'm smart, but because I read the scriptures and I know what's coming. The Gay Manifesto is what they called it. All he wants postage, folks. I mean, that's all he wants. Make copies of it and give it to your friends and family. Give it to your pastor. I doubt he'll read it. But let him see what it says and what their goals were and how they did it a little bit of the time. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to discuss this in more detail. Then we'll go into a lot more detail in a Bible study with this in a couple of weeks. I'm going to tell you how the spirit of Sodom conquered this country. While the Christians played nice, Satan's armies destroyed this nation. So anyway, our guest tonight is Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez of BioCare Hospital. This gentleman I've known now for several years, met him through Lindsay Williams, the late Lindsay Williams, a man who's on this radio show several times over a lot of years. Also foretold the future of this country in a lot of different areas, especially in the on the oil powers that run this world. And he introduced me to Dr. Rodriguez, who helped Lindsay through a lot of things and kept him strong for many, many years. I got to meet Dr. Rodriguez in person, like I said, a couple times in his hospital, a very amiable, humble, pleasant gentleman to talk to. Then I will bring him up. Now, if you're a brand new listener, I want to ask Dr. Rodriguez to give you a little bit of a bio about who he is, how he got started, and what he's doing right now. And the phone lines are going to be open for your questions. If you don't call and ask questions, I can't do anything about it. If you have health problems, a family member has health problems, Dr. Rodriguez is the one you want to ask questions to. 844-769-2944. No questions too simple, believe me. Ask. Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
Here I am, Pastor. Great to be with you and great to be with your audience.
Well, thank you. Now, I assume you're sitting in your office right now, right?
Yes, I'm at a hospital right now.
Okay, and the reason I ask that is I've been in his office several times. Again, it's not he doesn't have a 1,000-foot square office, and he doesn't drive a Rolls Royce. A very humble man, but he's did his best to help mankind from all over the world. He has people come to his hospital from all around the world. I'm talking about movie stars. I'm talking about people that you would never guess would go there are there. And I'm just telling you, this man has helped many people. I got to talk to him personally. Heard them witness to me about how they were cured of cancer. Parkinson's was helped. So many different things I've heard this man, heard testimony with what this man has done through his staff at that hospital. He has a great staff. Some of the sweetest nurses in the world. And the doctor's staff is absolutely phenomenal. They treat you like family. I can't explain that. It's not like going to the hospital. It's like going to a resort. And I'm serious about that. But Dr. Rodriguez, before we get into what we're going to talk about tonight, tell the folks a little bit about who you are and why you get started at such an early age trying to do something different than the mainstream medical system.
Well, Pastor, it's very simple. I was raised in a very normal, traditional family. I had my parents, my grandparents, and the whole thing. I mean, this type of life that you used to be, that was very much in a very straight line. You know who the authority was, and your father, you respected him. Your mother took care of everybody. Grandparents were loving and everything. And I was growing up in a normal childhood and everything. But when I decided to go to medical school, my parents were very happy. I went to medical school. I went through the normal training, and then I decided to go on and get a medical specialty. And I started getting to go to hospital because that's where you do surgery. That's where you take care of very sick people and so forth. And believe me, the thing kind of shocked me in the beginning because everything I knew about how to take care of yourself didn't happen in a hospital. I mean, the way people were treated, the way people were fed, the people were taken care of, etc. I thought this is not going to be conducive to healing.
Doctor, give us an example of what you saw there that made you think of. What could be going on that made you feel that?
Well, let me tell you something that was, to me, very shocking. I was fortunate enough that I got the possibility of going to some training to a very large hospital in New York City. This was Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn. And I was, I mean, very happy, and everybody around me was very happy. I got the opportunity to go to this hospital. The hospital was fantastic, was great. And when I saw the food trays that were given to people, I thought, what is this? So finally I asked to see the kitchen and how they prepare things. And all I found is a warehouse filled with cardboard boxes where they have jellos and cereal and milk that didn't need refrigeration. And what they did is they had kind of an assembly line.
You said milk that did not need refrigeration?
Exactly. To me, that was kind of a new thing, because to me, milk had to be taken care of in a very special way, or it would go back, it would go bad. So it was kind of an assembly line where you pull out a packet, and of course, disposable tableware and dinnerware and everything. So at the end of the day, everything went to the garbage. There was no doing the dishes, there was nothing like that, there was no cooking, there was no fire anywhere to be found. So the food, to me, from my perspective, was fake.
They didn't even have a stove to cook on, no fire, nothing.
All you could get really, let's say, cooked, quote unquote, was a cup of tea. They would boil water and things like that. But most of the food was pre-prepared, pre-packed, and all you had to do is take one of these, put it on the tray, send it to the patient's bed. That was
it.
You see? But even if they were feeding people, you could see that the quality of food, I don't know where that started, but one of the big problems that we had, let's say, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, was that food quality just wasn't there. I mean, nobody cared for food. I remember the times, I mean, I, as a doctor, I grew up surrounded by doctors. And every time I said, doctor, what about the food? I would get an answer like, oh, we don't take care of that. Oh, don't worry about that. There are people that take care of that. And the problem is that people that took care of food didn't know anything about nutrition, didn't know about what people should be eating, and, of course, was under the hospital administration's desire to spend as little as possible. So you got a lot of flour, a lot of desserts, a lot of pre-prepared things. They came in a bucket or something like that, and then you just take a scoop of this, a scoop of that, or a box of this, or a box of that. And I just didn't like it. I knew it could not be helping people to heal, because from my upbringing, I knew that every time I got sick, either my mother or my grandmother would immediately change the diet and say, you have to eat this or you cannot eat that. And you're going to feel better and everything. So I knew it was connected. And long time ago, I started thinking that food had to be a very important factor in human care, in human disease management, and in human recovery and healing. And let me tell you, Pastor, In all the years I have been a doctor, for over 50 years, there's not one word of everything I thought that I had to take back and say, oh, I was wrong about this. However, I have seen terrible mistakes made by the medical community, like telling people that eggs are harmful, that you should eat margarine instead of butter. You and I grew up in that generation.
Oh,
when
yes.
They told us that we should eat this and that, and then they turn the American diet into a load of carbohydrates. And with that, they started creating disease. We were not only not preventing anything, we were getting sicker, you see. And even healthy people, even young healthy people, was becoming sick because we ate lots of sugars, lots of this, lots of that, the wrong type of fats, and so on. And then when they saw that everybody was gaining weight, then they came with a fantastic idea. Okay, let's use a fake sweetener. Let's get a chemical that feels like a sweet but doesn't have any calories. Because we were concerned about calories. We thought that calorie count was the remedy for everything. And I remember a nutritionist back in the 1970s who said, if the whole problem would be how many calories you eat, how many calories you spend, obesity would not exist. That would be long gone. We would have solved it long time ago. But that's not the problem. It is not how much food you eat, but what kind of foods we eat. And if you gave me today, if you tell me, okay, of everything you have learned in medicine, all along your medical career, if I told you I'm going to take everything out except one thing, which is the resource you would keep to heal, I would say, let me manage the food. Let me manage where the food comes from. Let me manage how the food is prepared. Let me manage what and how and in what quantities and what times I'm going to feed people, and they're going to be healthy. We used to be a nation of times. We used to have a very early breakfast, and then we'd take a snack, a light lunch, and then a dinner. But our dinner was at 5 o'clock.
Yes,
I hardly
yes.
know anybody that eats at 5 o'clock anymore. We eat very late at night, and then we have a couple of drinks, and then we smoke a cigar, and then we go sit down on the couch to watch TV until 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then we go to bed, and then we don't feel good in the morning. Of course you don't feel good in the morning. You were digesting a lot of food. Digestion is a process that spends a lot of calories, that takes a lot of effort. So if you are going to let people be digesting along the night, then you have a problem. Furthermore, I mean, God made everything in perfection, Pastor. We know
yes,
that.
Yes, He did. Yes, He did.
So when you go to bed, when the day ends, I mean, it has always been natural that you do not eat. You don't have food for many hours. Well, the body has a system by which when you go to bed, when you go to sleep, it releases energy into the bloodstream for you to withstand the whole night. If you have a big dinner, that extra energy that your body is going to put in your bloodstream still happens. So you're going to have twice the calories in your bloodstream. So that's why having a big dinner is such a bad idea. And it wasn't like that. And if you're going to have a nice dinner, if you're going to have a family dinner, we have to see that we do it early. If you don't do it at 5 o'clock, you're going to eat at 6 o'clock, eat less. And if it's at 7 o'clock, even less. The closer you get to the time you go to bed, the less food you need in your tummy. Because that's going to be digesting. That's why people have nightmares. That's why people have all regurgitation and acid reflux and the whole thing. I have many people that tell me, Doctor, I have a lot of acid reflux, and what can I take for it? And you say, okay, you start checking things out, and they say, well, I'm 250 pounds, I'm 5'10", and this person eats a lot. Sugars and carbohydrates are deadly for acid reflux. If you're going to have a lot of flour and a lot of these things, or sugars at night, you're for sure going to have a lot of problems digesting it, and that's going to give you all this acid reflux. You see, and the other thing is, one thing comes with the other, just with the next one. Let's say you say, okay, I'm going to have a bread. What could be healthier than a piece of bread? Yes, but it's not the same if you have a piece of bread that has been fermented by yeast, because the yeast is going to consume part of the sugar and part of the things you don't want in bread. It's natural fermentation makes bread a lot better and a lot more digestible. But of course, to raise bread with yeast, anyone that cooks a little bit knows this very well, can take hours. And of course, bakeries and supermarkets do not want to wait hours for yeast to grow and produce its magic. No, they want it right away. So what they use? Baking powder, baking soda, this chemical type of dough raisers that will produce the product instantaneously. And when you go, you're taking the flour just as is. And on top of that, they use it very refined, ultra refined. Why? Because it grows bigger, it grows fluffier. If you take a piece of bread, just go to any supermarket and get a piece of bread and put it in your fist and make a fist with it. It's nothing. It's air. You're buying air. So you're buying ultra-refined carbohydrates loaded with gluten, loaded with sugars, loaded with things you don't need. So you're not really nourishing yourself. Whereas if you go to a bakery where they use yeast and they let it raise for several hours and they produce this thing, it's going to be a bread that's a lot more dense, that's heavier. For the same reason, you tend to eat a lot less, and also it digests a lot better because a lot of the gluten and the excess sugars in the flour have been already digested by this bacteria. So it's one thing after the other, one thing after the other. A very good friend of mine said, well, just listen to God. Eat the foods God provides you as close as He made them as possible. So when you take a salad, for example, when you take a tomato or an apple, you're not processing anything at all. You're just getting the food as it was created. And that's good, and that's healthy. I don't have to convince anybody. I don't have to give a speech to show you that having a tomato or an avocado or something like that is healthy. But other foods are good, too, if you know how to treat them. Like eggs, for example. If you have a hen that's free range, that can go around and eat little stones and have a normal life, the eggs are going to be healthier. And don't ask me why, because I really do not know. But fertilized eggs are a lot better than the ones that are produced in a cage.
That's true.
But when free-range hens are around with a good rooster and they have just a normal hen's life, they're going to have the quality of eggs that is going to make you thrive and function and be healthy. So this is one of the things that worries me. And that's exactly why when we decided to open our own hospital was because of that reason, because I realized that the only way I could really help people to heal is if I could control the quality of their food. And the only way to do it is you have to do your own hospital, because wherever you go as a hospital and you tell them that you want this or that or the other, they just look at you like, what is this weirdo trying to do? And or what's wrong with a box of cereal? Well, there's a lot of things wrong with a box of cereal. My question is the other way. What's wrong with a good old oatmeal? You see, I mean, the product as it was created, and the closer as it was created, the better.
That's getting harder to find. Because most people are not anywhere. It's very difficult to find. I'm blessed where I live to have fresh eggs, fresh milk right out of the cow. I'm fresh butter, homemade. I'm blessed with that. But not many people can say that anymore, because most of them live in larger areas where this just doesn't happen.
Okay, now put everything I have already said. Put it in the context of chemical pollution. When you and I were growing up, let's say in the 60s or 70s, the contaminants in this world were a lot less what they are today.
Very true.
So if you're not eating the quality of food your body really needs, but then you are bombarded with a lot of chemicals that are everywhere in the fabric, in the air conditioning, in, of course, everything you eat.
And that's almost impossible to escape, too, isn't it?
It's impossible to escape. And add to that electromagnetic radiation and so on. So what is what you have? What's what you get at the end? What you get in the end is very simple. We're probably looking at the first generation of people who have more cancer cases than what their parents did.
That's true.
When I was growing up as a doctor, let's say back in the 60s or 70s, I remember cancer patients were old people. I mean, when you get to be 75, 80...
And by the way, I had this when I grew up, cancer was very, very rare.
Yep.
Very rare.
You don't see these problems. And when you saw them, it's people that really got old.
Yes.
Let me give you a very simple number. In the 1990s...
Hang on to the break, doctor. Hang on to the break, please. Folks, take a break. We want to hear from you tonight. We really do. 844-769-2944. I hope you listen. And some of y'all know, I realize, can't get what we're talking about now. But, folks, you got to do your best. You only get one chance to live healthy. Once it's gone, it's gone. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back here talking to Dr. Rigo Rodriguez, and I can't believe the phone lines are quiet tonight. It just amazes me because we're offering somebody here tonight that can literally help you understand what's going on with your body. Now, I know everybody can't afford to go to Tijuana to see him. I realize that. But this gentleman will take time on the phone with you tomorrow to help you understand some things, to fix what's wrong in your body. I know this because I've dealt with him for many years. He and I go back, I'm going to guess, 12, 15 years. I know what this man is doing. He's for real. He's not out there. He's not, believe me, he's not a millionaire, okay? He's not. He's a man that's put his life into trying to help people, not to fleece people. And that's what he's done. So I think he deserves the respect, that all the respect I can give him, and a lot more, because of what he's tried to do to help people in this country and around the world. But anyway, you were making a statement right before we went to break there about cancer and youth, it's multiplying.
And before I get to that point, I think it's very important for people listening tonight that you don't have to call and ask a question, because I'm always going to be there for you. I'm going to answer any question, anytime, tomorrow or next day or month from now. Whenever you think you have a health question, you have a health concern, you want to know something about it, feel free to send me an email, to contact me through any social media, I mean Facebook or Instagram, whatever. Feel free to call. We have a toll-free number. And ask a question. You're going to be charged absolutely nothing. It's going to be a call that we're going to welcome. I'd like to hear from people when they have health concerns, because that means they want to change things for the better. And nothing pleases me more than give you the guidance, give you the inspiration to make changes in your life to improve your health and the health of those around you. So if you have any question, feel free to ask. I mean, we never get answers unless we ask questions. But you don't have to do it on the phone. You don't have to go public. You can just call our toll-free number or get into our email or anything like that and say, Doctor, I have this question. I don't need your name, anything. I might ask some couple of personal questions like what's your weight or what's your age, because that's going to give me a very good feeling of what can I tell you to do. But other than that, it's completely anonymous. You can keep it completely private, and I will be happy to answer any question anytime. Not only that, if you know anybody that you feel would benefit from asking a question, feel free to share everything. Listen, I heard this doctor, and he'll be happy to answer the question you're asking me. Ask him. And I know you can call, I know you can email, you can communicate through social media. Just ask your question and you're going to have an answer. So this is very important, because if we start learning about ourselves, if we start getting better guidance, if we start making better health decisions, we're going to be healthier. We're going to enjoy life, and that's what God meant us to do. God didn't mean us to be sick. He wanted us to be healthy and thrive and honor this body that he gave us, because he entrusted the body that we have, he entrusted this body to our care. And nothing will please God better than we taking care of this body. So if you don't ask a question tonight, anytime, any day, in the future, feel free to do so.
Absolutely, folks. Write down this toll-free number, 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. Now, if you talk to Dr. Rodriguez and he's not there, he can call you back. Now, I don't know what else he can do to offer. I don't know of any doctors. I've never met any doctors. They will call me any time during the day. I'll take time to talk to you. I'll find time to talk to you. Most of them are, and I'm not saying anything negative about them, but they're so busy, they just can't do that. He takes time to do this. Now, that's important. Go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez.
So what I was beginning to say is we already discussed everything that's happening in around food, and we discussed about chemicals, and we discussed about all these things. The fact is that our living environment has been changing in the last few decades a lot. I mean, life from the 90s, 40s, and 50s was completely different to what it was in the 60s and 70s, or 80s and 90s, and certainly in the 21st century, certainly in 2024. A lot of things have changed. People are exposed to different chemicals, are exposed to different environmental hazards, are exposed to different foods, are exposed to different food processing that didn't exist before. They're exposed to a lot of things that didn't happen before. But a lot of these things are going in the wrong direction. And the first concern is, for example, overweight. Obesity now runs 42% adults in America. 42%. That is almost one out of every two Americans have excess weight. And 20% of children, one out of every five children, is overweight. What's happening with that? What's happening with that is that excess weight, and I have always said it, I'm not being judgmental. I'm not trying to tell you you don't look good. I'm not trying to tell you anything. It's just, it's not the way we were meant to function. And we're damaging our bodies, and we're damaging a lot of systems, hormonal, immunological, neurological. We're creating a lot of damage. And now the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta tells us that more than 500,000 new cases a year of cancer are cancer obesity related. Because obesity is, can produce cancer because it damages immunity, damages hormonal systems. So we have to learn how. And I know it's not easy. It is not a do-it-yourself thing. I talk to people all the time. I talk to patients every day. I still come to the hospital every day. I'm not retired. I'm not intending to. I love to do what I do. And when I talk to people and I see them, I see their anguish. And they say, "Doctor, I did this diet. I did this treatment. I did this thing. I still cannot lose weight." Well, there might be metabolic loose ends that we can fix. And once again, ideally, if I had my choice, I would tell you, come down to the hospital, let's work on it. But I know not everybody can come. But you can ask a question. You can begin with simple things that really work. That's the most important thing. If you are concerned about these type of issues, you can learn a lot of little tricks that can literally save your life. And as I was telling you, the problem today is that cancer diagnosis in America might be greater now than what used to be for our parents. So we're having more cancer, not because we're living longer. Let me give you, because many people, many doctors will tell you, of course you see more cancer because we're living longer. Well, let me tell you something. In the about 1990s, cancer in America was about a new million cases a year. Now it's 2 million. So yes, we have more cancer, double actually. And yes, we're living longer, but we're not living twice the age. Used to be 72, we're not living 144 years now, which could be the logical explanation. They say, yeah, but we're more people. Yes, we used to be 300 million, but now we're not 600 million. Once again, we didn't double the amount. So if we have twice as many cases of cancer, means that cancer is rising. I mean, make no mistake, that's exactly what's happening. And the problem is that new cancers are arising in people in their late 40s and 50s. Young people, people that should be working, people that should be taking care of their families, people that should be sending their children to the university, people who would be still getting ready with financial planning for retirement and so forth. If you get cancer when you're 80, you live your life, but not when you're 50. And the other problem is, the younger you are when cancer begins, the more aggressive the cancer is going to be. Because cancer cells are just as vital, as energetic as your whole body. So the younger you are, the more aggressive the cancer is going to be, the more active it's going to be.
I did not know that. I did not know. That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, in many diseases, it's better to be younger than older. Let's say if you have a big surgery, if you're in a car accident, many times people say, oh, thank goodness he was young and strong, but not with cancer. And if you look around, if you know anybody that got cancer in their 30s and 40s, you know it was a very, very sad story. We see it in children. Cancer in children is it's a real tragedy. It's very sad. It's very sad to see their faces because they don't understand what's happening. And you have to go and to tell a child, oh, don't you worry, just a little mosquito bite, because you're going to put a needle and because you're going to take a biopsy and so on. It really breaks my heart. I hate to see cancer. And I hate to see cancer when it's in very young people.
Yes, but
we have to make the changes. And if you have children, let's say in their 40s and 50s, tell them to listen this message. Tell them to be aware. Tell them to, right now, everybody has a computer. Everybody has a cell phone. Tell them to open up whatever and just search for connection or for incidence of cancer in younger generations. And they're going to see it, and they have to worry. And the most important thing is this. This is a dire message because of one simple fact. We can change that for the better. No question about it. If our cancer risk is high, and we know about it, and we understand it, and we get on the balance and we see that we're going up in weight or high blood pressure or anything like that, we can do a lot of things to change that for the better. Then see time to call me. Then see time of sending me an email. I love emails because they can be very explicit. There you can say how you feel, what's happening, and then I can tell you in black and white what you should be doing. You don't have to memorize, you don't have to worry. You can open the mail every now and then and say, well, doctor told me to do this, doctor told me to do that. And I'll be happy to follow up. You can tell me, I'm doing this, this is happening or this is not happening. What do I do next? So there, you have the tools to change this thing for the better. All we have to do is be aware, know about it, and make a commitment. Make a commitment with God. God, you gave me this body. You gave me this life.
That's
you
right.
gave me this family. You gave me all these things. The least I can do is honor my body, honor my family, honor my commitments with my family. I'll start working on it because junk food is not worth
Dr. Rodriguez,
my life.
Let's take a quick phone call, okay?
Sure.
Let's talk to Bill right here in West Virginia. Bill, come on in. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Speaking about bread, okay, I do organic, and I do not really eat bread, I guess, in a way, but what I eat, I have my own chickens, and I eat a lot of eggs, make my own avocado mayonnaise. And I eat organic whole wheat tortillas, soft taco shells. Is it really better than bread or not?
You said whole wheat tortillas?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The soft taco shells.
I think it's a more honest food because it's not fluffy or anything like that. So what you're eating is what you see is what you get. It's not like with bread that you don't know what's behind it. For one, for the other one, when you make your tortillas, you don't add any chemical. But with breads, with commercial breads, they add chemicals to your food.
Yeah, see, I'm a vegetarian, and usually I eat it like eggs for breakfast, and I usually have them again for supper.
Hey, Bill, I've got to ask you a question, if you don't mind, Dr. Rodriguez. Now, Bill, I certainly respect what you're saying, but eggs are not really vegetarian diet, isn't it? They're animal. Is that not right?
Well, no, vegetarians will eat eggs and stuff. That's the vegan who will not eat eggs.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez.
No, okay, I think you're doing fine, and I'm glad you're doing your tortillas. And you know what? Many times, and I'm going to say this about the vegetarians because I have a lot of people that make fun of people and tease them. I have been in reunions where somebody says I'm vegetarian and everybody says, oh, come on, and this type of thing. But it's a good tendency. It's a good tendency for one thing. Not necessarily because you do not need animal protein. You need animal protein. That's vegetarians can have eggs and many times have dairy products. But the thing is that the amount of animal protein that you eat is a lot less, for one. The other one is you tend to eat a lot of veggies and a lot of fruits. What happens with that is that both vegetables and fruits, in one word, vegetable cells are loaded with potassium. And potassium is very good to keep a lot of things in balance in your body versus sodium, which is what we're eating by huge amounts. We eat a lot of sodium because it's everything, everywhere. Salt makes a hell of a preserver, so many people will preserve food with a lot of salt. But also the food industry. I mean, look at chips. They're loaded with these things. Even cereals, even most processed foods will have a lot of sodium. So by eating a lot of vegetables and so on, you get the potassium that's going to level. And since we're asking him a couple of questions, I have to ask you. Do you have high blood pressure?
I used to have high blood pressure pretty bad. I quit taking blood pressure medicine years ago. You know, I stay about the same weight. At one point I was 40 inches around the waist. Now I wear size 36.
That's exactly what you have to do. I really commend you for what you're doing, and I really appreciate your call because you're telling people that, yes, I was sick. I had a health problem. My blood pressure was going up. I had a lot of body fat. You were facing a terrible situation. But when you decided to change your habits, when you decided to eat a lot of veggies and potassium instead of a lot of salty things, instead of artificial fats and all these things, everything started to come back in check. God is very, very good with you. He's led you see the way to conquer health, because now I bet you feel a lot better, you feel a lot more energy, you no longer have that excess body weight, and no longer have high blood pressure. You don't take medication now for a long time because of what you are doing. So the what you're telling me, what you're telling the audience is, if I take matters in my hand seriously, and I learn how to do it, and I learn what I have to do, I'm going to be healthier. You're going to be living longer because of what you're doing. And I really commend you, and I couldn't have asked a better caller than you for tonight's talk, because you're just telling me, Dr. Rodriguez, whatever you're telling people is true, and I can attest for it.
Well, thank you very much, Bill.
The other thing I eat most of is just peanut butter that's been crushed up peanut butter from peanuts and with bananas. I love bananas. I eat a lot of bananas.
Excellent. But you're cooking yourself. You're making things from scratch. There is a very famous nutritional expert in England that says you can actually eat anything you want as long as you cook it. But the minute you go and buy a box, a can, a bottle, a jar, a foil thing, etc., that's not good. That's not good. You have to go to the market. You got to go to farmer's market. You have to get your food. You have to prepare it yourself. You have to be very frugal with animal protein and with fats, and just eat what, I mean, you don't have to believe me. Open your Bible and read Leviticus. There you can see what you can eat, what you cannot eat.
Okay. Anything else, Bill?
That should do it. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for being there, Bill. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're down about the last 3 minutes, Dr. Rodriguez. And, folks, again, write down this number and call him. 800-701-7000. 7345. Tell the receptionist that you heard Dr. Rodriguez on Pastor Butch's program. You'd like to talk to him about your health or a friend's health or somebody else's problems. You want to ask him some questions. I promise you he will talk to you. 800-701-7345. Dr. Rodriguez, you got about two and a half minutes left. What do you want to say?
Well, I really want to close with this phone call because it is really very, very important. This is a man that had health issues. He says he was 40 waistline, which is not terrible, but it was going in the wrong direction. I didn't get to his age, but whatever age, he was going in the wrong direction. He was taking blood pressure medication. That's telling me that his body was already reacting to a morbid, to an abnormal way of functioning. I mean, he was facing vascular problems with the blood pressure, kidney problems with the high blood pressure, heart problems because one comes with the other, probably with arteriosclerosis and so forth, and excess body fat that's blocking some of his hormonal activities, some of his immune possibilities. So the chances of him to develop a cancer, obesity-related condition was coming closer. And when he decided to go on a different type of a diet and eat in a different way, that's all he did. He lost the weight. He lost the excess fat. He dropped the high blood pressure medication. And I'm sure he feels a lot better. And I can tell you, he's going to live longer than what he would have if he doesn't make the changes. So you can do it. That's the bottom line. You can do it. It's all within your reach. You can make all the changes that you need. And if you need a hand, if you need some help, if you need some advice, all you have to do is drop me a line, contact me anyway, Dr. Rodriguez in social media, whatever you are used to do with your cell phone, or an email, and I will promise you I will get right back to you. And as Pastor said, when you call, if you say that you heard me on Pastor Butch, oh boy, I'm going to get right back to you. I'm going to be very happy that you listened to this message.
Well, Dr. Rodriguez, thank you again for all that you've done for so many people for so many years. You just never quit, and I appreciate that. I'll be in touch in the future, Dr. Rodriguez. Please, God bless y'all, and take care, okay?
Okay. God bless you too, Pat.
Talk to you soon. Folks, we love you. Tomorrow night, just going to be me and you. We're going to share some tough stuff. So I'll see you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.